Scott Gorski and Lindsay Miller are lucky they found each other because it's hard to imagine them making music with anyone else.
You learn what you like by identifying what it is you don't identify with. That's an easier way of exploring and identifying what it is that resonates with you.
Gorski plays the upright bass and sings, while Miller plays the cello in a duo they call Okapi. Their music draws from classical and jazz, Middle Eastern, and even psychedelia phrasings. And through his lyrics, Gorski gives artistic voice to a doctrine and philosophy written out like mission statements on the Okapi website.
Okapi is this representation of that tabula rasa starting fresh and being this means of expressing the struggle of trying to become a conscious individual.
Gorski came up in music playing electric bass in a variety of indie rock bands around Chicago. He wanted to step away from that when he placed an ad in Craigslist. He thought he might find a sax player and drummer. Instead, he found Miller. She was a classically trained cellist who felt bored and trapped along the orchestral performance track before answering Gorski's ad. That was 6 years ago, and they felt an immediate artistic kismet.
I liked the open-mindedness. Just like not necessarily being a strict genre of any sort and having some room to explore and expand. I was definitely an emo kid for a little bit. So really liked the kind of angst that comes from trying to explore what exactly this world means and all the gray areas and like not being exactly happy about it.
Okapi started as a trio with a drummer playing behind Gorski and Miller, but people in Chicago didn't know how to define, let alone appreciate their music. So Gorski used his tax refund 3 years ago to replace his electric bass with an upright bass and pay for a move with Miller to New York City. By then, they were a couple both musically and romantically.
We got along really well, and I have a hard time imagining anyone else really understanding me on such a level.
They found warm welcomes at venues and house shows, but the cost of living and to their spirits drove them out of New York City after just a year. Gorski and Miller had passed through Western North Carolina during a road trip. They drew up a pro-con list of moving and planted their flag in West Asheville.
We weren't sure what was going to happen with music, if we were even going to continue when we moved here. We did know that something about the mountains when we had visited, it was very healing. Basically, our souls were what was kind of lost in New York. Trying to cope with all of this roughness and everything, we just needed kind of a restart point. We didn't know if we would be here for like half a year, and it's turning out to be a much better fit. And financially, we actually were able to make a recording.
That record is called Carousel Part 1, and it's a concept album of sorts, and they're already deep into the writing of Carousel Part 2.
The carousel is the cyclical thing that we're all on. It's being operated by a higher power who's having control over this carousel. There are pretty lights, there are sounds, you know, beautiful statues and horses and things like that that are keeping us entertained and distracted from what's going on outside the carousel. This two-part record is trying to prompt us is people to step off the carousel and see reality for what it is.
Trailing, conscious delay, the smell of decay, bread.
People often see our music as being dark or aggressive when really I feel like it's just very normal. It embodies the whole emotional spectrum.
I think all of this for both of us has been really finding our own voices and really the self-exploration of what really speaks to me and what do I really identify with. What seems to be different now, I don't know if it's a difference with us and our personalities and how we're performing, or if it's the people here, but normally whenever we start to play, people get quiet and they actually pay attention, and that's a pretty beautiful thing.
Okapi is launching Carousel Part 1 with a November 1st performance at Revolve in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.